Hello, I'm Bob, VK6POP, National Jota Jyoti Coordinator for Scouts Australia. This is the Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet national broadcast for scouts and guides in Australia. Welcome to Jota and Jyoti 2010. It's my pleasure to introduce Her Excellency Ms. Quentin Bryce, AC, Governor General of Australia, Chief Scout and Patron of Girl Guides Australia.
Australian Scouts and Guides, a warm welcome to the 53rd Jamboree on the Air and 14th Jamboree on the Internet. Since 2007, many World Guide and Scouting organisations have celebrated their centenary, and during 2010, Girl Guides Australia is celebrating 100 years of changing lives. With more than 10 million members in 145 countries, Girl Guide Australia's centenary is a time for reflection and for growth. The guide movement began when its first advocates confronted founder of the Scout movement, Lord Baden-Powell, demanding to join. And since then, more than 1 million Australian women have been guides. Today's Girl Guides program extends beyond those traditional activities like camping, doing things like addressing the UN Millennium Development Goals and key issues including climate change and world poverty, and at a local level, self-esteem and bullying. The work that Girl Guides Australia has been doing around the MDGs is closely linked to the theme of this year's Jota and Jyoti on Article 12 of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the right to be heard. It's 20 years since the Convention came into force, and as guides and scouts come together to speak out, it's important to remember that all children everywhere have a right to be heard. For guides and scouts attending Jota and Jyoti, amateur radio and the internet enable free and direct exchange of ideas among young people of all nations, allowing them to share experiences and ideas and learn more about each other. The right to be heard is also promoted by the International Year of Youth that began in August this year. Its theme, Dialogue and Mutual Understanding, focuses on the ideals of peace, respect for human rights, and solidarity across generations, cultures, religions, and civilizations. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon said, "As we expand our efforts, we must do even more to reach out, to listen, and to learn from young people." And we must remember that the right to be heard goes hand in hand with the responsibility to listen. For over 100 years, scouting and guiding worldwide has recognised that children must participate in planning their own activities. I encourage you to be involved with energy and commitment in Jota and Jyoti. Make yourselves heard. Listen to others. You will learn so much from these opportunities. I'm delighted, my friends, to declare the 53rd Jota and the 14th Jyoti open, and I wish you a truly wonderful and memorable weekend.
Your Excellency, on behalf of scouts and guides around Australia, thank you for your words of encouragement and for opening the Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet for 2010. This brings to a close the national broadcast for Jota Jyoti. This is Bob, VK6POP, saying 7-3, and good luck for Jota Jyoti.